This is a Dubai Eye 103.8 podcast.
Let's talk tax here in the UAE. Delighted to be joined on the line by the chief executive of GWS Group. It's a tax advisory consultancy based here in Dubai and in Liechtenstein in Europe. His Highness Count Oliver of Wurmbrunn-Stupak. Good morning, Your Highness.
Good morning, Richard.
Nice to have you with us. Thanks very much indeed. So tell us, you've got some interesting thoughts on taxation here in the UAE. Explain your thesis.
Well, currently there are isolated voices and thoughts about introduction of a corporate tax here in UAE. But the problem with such a discussion, let's say for corporate tax or raising VAT, will definitely lead to uncertainty of investors. All the big advisory companies as well as global investors are monitoring the situation very closely and the investment climate permanently. And if there are rumors about changes in tax laws, they will wait and see what's happening prior investing in the UAE or the GCC market.
So at the moment, the situation with corporate tax in the UAE is that we do have corporate tax, but it's levied at a zero level for the vast majority of companies. I think foreign banks pay some corporate tax and foreign oil companies pay some corporate tax. But to all intents and purposes, it is zero rated at the moment. And there's been absolutely no official word that that might change. We did have VAT introduced here a couple of years ago. What impact, in your view, has that had on the business community?
Well, the VAT of 5% is still very competitive to other countries and, of course, income for the state's budget. Yeah, but to change the VAT rate or to introduce another tax which will hit the whole economy or the residents might lead to a less attractiveness of the UAE compared to other jurisdictions, because there are all over the world more than 200 countries competing in tax and companies law. And the UAE is so far a very attractive jurisdiction to live and invest. But look to Singapore, the UK, to Switzerland, to Monaco. Even Italy recently introduced a very attractive lump sum tax. And that's quite crucial that the UAE must be more attractive to further attract these investors and expats.
And I get that, but could we not increase things a little bit, whatever the taxation may be? I'm looking at a list of countries by tax as a percentage of GDP, and the UAE is at number one on that list, as in it's the lowest rate at about 1.4% of GDP, followed by Kuwait at 1.5%. And if we look down at the middle of the list, you know, you've got a country like Thailand at 17%, you know, Mauritius at 19%, China at 20%. So we do have, do we not, quite a lot of wiggle room here. Look, I don't want to pay more taxes, don't get me wrong, but there is some wiggle room there without becoming uncompetitive, surely?
Yes, because for now, investors and companies are coming to a UAE because of the overall attractive framework compared to their home country. So if this framework will change, they could easily move to another place with their companies, with their families, with their staff.
What kind of conversations are you having with your clients at the moment about these issues when the phone rings or the Zoom call is happening with your clients?
Nowadays,
what are they asking you on Zoom?
Well, of course, they have questions about the further plans of the UAE with regard to the taxes. They are also concerned, especially if they are planning to make a higher investment, to start a company, to purchase real estate, then of course they are a little bit concerned and probably will now think twice until they have the legal certainty that the tax system will remain as it is, because the international investors or also wealthy individuals who are planning to move to UAE or to another tax-free country, they will simply go where they are treated best.
Count Oliver, can I very quickly, just before we let you go, ask you a quick question on gold? Because I know, as well as running a tax advisory and trust company here, you're also very heavily involved in the gold industry here. The gold price has done pretty well over the past 3 months, as you would typically expect. Gold tends to like a crisis. If we look at what the gold price is doing right now, the price I have in front of me is $1,724 an ounce, not quite at that record $1,900. But what are you seeing in the gold market at the moment?
Well, gold is in general a very interesting investment, especially nowadays with the quantitative easing of the US, of the European Union, with the euro So it's definitely a must-have investment, and I'm quite sure that we will see new all-time highs in the near future. And if we look to some banks and bank experts, they're expecting $3,000 per ounce of gold. They said Bank of America, the Swiss bank, Saxo Bank is even expecting $4,000 per ounce, which means more than a doubling in the gold price. So I'm quite sure that, especially in these times, gold is a must-have.
Great talking to you. Appreciate you sharing your insights this morning on both taxation and the yellow metal. That is His Highness Count Oliver of Wurmbrand Stupak talking to us from his office here in Dubai.
You've been listening to a Dubai Eye 103.8 podcast. To enjoy lots more from Dubai Eye in the United Arab Emirates, just go to dubaieye1038.com or find them wherever you normally get your podcasts.